Thank you for listening to the Kim Komando Show. Here is the weekend of January 15th, 2022.
All right, so I have to tell you here at the top of the show, I have taken two COVID tests this week, one at home and one at the Mayo Clinic, and both came up negative, but I don't believe it because my husband tested positive for COVID, and I haven't been 100% of myself for the last 3 or 4 days. And so I'm telling you about, like, tired, congested, like right now I have the chills. My Mayo doc thinks that Barry got it first, and my test was too early to pick up a positive result, but it's not that bad. It kind of feels like a really bad head cold. And I started thinking about all the conspiracy theories about COVID. You might have heard, like, 5G caused COVID. Well, there's no way a wireless transmission can do the same thing with a virus. How about Big Pharma created COVID to sell more prescription drugs? I think of everyone who had to be in on that plan. I mean, from heads of state to CEOs of various companies. What about Bill Gates? Yes, he's always there with the COVID conspiracy theory. It's obvious that Bill Gates did not create COVID. I mean, think about it. None of his other products are able to release new versions that actually work when they're first released. Why would it happen now? And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. I'm, of course, Kim Komando, America's beloved digital goddess, here with you once again. And you can find us on 425 stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And we're also streaming on demand whenever you want, as a podcast, as a webcast, over at getkim.com. And you can also hear the show on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. I love that. Get the Kim Komando Show. And, of course, I'm always here to lend a hand, and our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start the show with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now, and it's been shown in movies and TV shows, and it's finally happening. I'm talking about smart handguns. If you're wondering, like, hey, wait a minute, what exactly is a smart gun? They've actually been around for a few years. These are pistols that will only fire if the owner is authenticated by a fingerprint or possibly a PIN number. And their impending arrival in the market is the focus of a recent Reuters report that, gosh, when I read it, was just fascinating, that there are two different companies that are releasing smart gun models this year. The first company is called Lodestar Works. That's L-O-D-E, Lodestar Works. They have a $900 9mm handgun with a fingerprint reader that unlocks in milliseconds. Or you can unlock the gun using an app on your phone and a PIN pad. Now, the other company, Smart Guns, that's with a Z, has a similar model. And it all sounds well and good, but you know technology, it doesn't always work. But if it does work, I mean, it would be fabulous because you wouldn't have kids finding unattended guns or being able to render them useless if stolen or preventing a police officer's gun from being used against them. But in self-defense, I mean, think about this. Not like you'd say to the assailant, hey, can you just stand right there for just a second and let me open my app on my phone? I mean, it doesn't always work. And anything smart easily becomes hackable. In 2014, hackers found a way to remotely jam a smart gun signals and fire a gun that was actually locked. You know, smart guns have to have really smart security, cybersecurity. Number two, we're talking about COVID-19 tests. I mean, you know, they're really hard to get a hold of. And what's happening now is that President Biden said Americans would soon be able to order these free rapid COVID tests online directly from the government, shipped to your home. He said there would be enough to go around 500 million. Well, over the last few days, they said that the government-run website should be up and running this weekend. Fingers crossed. This weekend also starts the mark of a new policy that requires insurance companies to reimburse many over-the-counter at-home tests. And the plan is a little bit more clear, saying that a family of four would be eligible to get 8 tests per person per month. Wow, you know, that's a lot of tests. And it's not just testing. The president said within the next few days, the White House will announce another plan to provide free, high-quality masks to Americans. Like the site to order the tests, no word on when the masks will be available and if we'll be talking about the same variant. I mean, I really wish that people would start taking COVID more seriously. I mean, I don't want to have to learn the entire Greek alphabet. Number three, Word is now woke. What? That's right. Microsoft rolled out a new feature that tries to identify and filter potentially offensive text. And if you're familiar with using Word, misspelling something results in a squiggly red line appearing underneath. It works the same way, but now the squiggly line is purple. So let's say you're writing something in Word using Office. Some words or phrases might result in suggestions. So, for example, instead of saying white list or black list, you'll be presented with replacement words like allowed list or acceptable list. Other examples pointed out by the Sun in the UK included the Chequer taking exception to former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher as being referred to as Mrs. Thatcher and should be changed to Ms. Thatcher. Postman should be changed to postal worker. And remember Neil Armstrong's famous quote that ends in one giant leap for mankind. Mankind, not so woke. Word suggests changing that to humankind. Microsoft admits that not every suggestion is suitable. I think my computer has suddenly become woke. It just came out as non-binary. All right. Number four, what do CEOs and TikTok stars have in common? We're talking about money. Social media stars at TikTok seems like they're making more than America's top CEOs. The Wall Street Journal recently made some comparisons looking at what top execs made versus TikTok superstars. And what they found is that the CEO of McDonald's recently made $10.8 million, which was less than Delta's CEO, who made $13.1 million. The chief exec at ExxonMobil made $15.6 million. It's a lot of money. But Charlie D'Amelio started posting videos of herself dancing on TikTok way back in 2019. How much do you think she's making? Anyone? You're wrong. She pulled in $17.5 million last year. Okay. She has 130 million followers. Sponsor deals are coming her way. Her sister Dixie was TikTok's second highest earner, bringing more than $10 million a year. That's about as much as CEO of Southwest Airlines makes. I don't follow the D'Amelio sisters, but if you have a chance, check out some of the TikTok videos of dancing chickens. That's right. It's poultry in motion. Number five, Comcast is dialing up a faster internet. Since the beginning, one of the biggest gripes of the internet has been slow speed. All right. Netflix says you need at least 5 megabits per second. If you want 4K, you need 25 megabits per second. But you start thinking about everything that you have on connected to your network, the lights, the cameras, streaming gadgets, how many people are using everything simultaneously. And if you have gamers in the house, 25 megabits per second is nothing. So most ISPs now offer gigabit speeds, but it's only as good as your equipment, talking about starting with the modem. And so while the gigabit modems are on the market now, they're rated what's called DOCSIS 3.0 and 3.1. Comcast is working on a multi-gigabit internet using DOCSIS 4.0. And the tests are topping out at 4 gigabits per second. Wow, that's super fast. Think of a video game. Instead of an hour or longer to download this massive update, a game with around 60 gigs would download in 2 minutes. Now, Comcast says they're still testing it. No indication on when the fast speeds will be available. Even if it does, don't expect any massive improvements with Comcast customer service. True story, I was walking down the street the other day and I passed a Comcast technician. And he was standing by his truck, and he looked at me and said, hey, do you know what time it is? I said, yeah, you know, anytime between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. He didn't laugh. All right, you want to stay right where you are because coming up in just a few moments, 5 bills that you should never put on auto pay. And then also we have some latest lazy ways to save up money for whatever you want to save it up for. Maybe it's a remodel. Maybe it's vacation. And we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, it gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can catch all 3 hours of the Kim Komando Show as a podcast or as a webcast over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. And you can also now subscribe to the Kim Komando Show podcast on Apple, iTunes, and in the App Store, and also on Google Play. Let's see. How about we start this hour with Dan in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Hello there, Dan.
Hi, Kim.
What's going on? How can I help you out?
Well, I'm managing 5 checking accounts between myself and my mother and father.
That's a lot.
And I'm looking for a simple, easy-to-use check balancing system. I've looked online. I'm kind of leery about downloading anything for fear of malware, spyware, or whatever. Some of the cheap versions I looked into buying, I'm like, they're not really all that. So I turned to you for some advice.
Well, first of all, you know, you can eliminate a lot of the checks by doing electronic payments, right?
And yes.
And that makes a heck of a lot of sense. And the other thing, too, is you can get more of a float, right? Because you can say, I want to pay it like the day before it's actually due, you know. And that will save you a lot of time, effort, energy, and as well as money with those forever stamps, you know. So it's just an idea. You know, there are a couple of programs out there. One that's been around for quite a long time is called Ace Money. And it allows you to do just what you said. You can have multiple account management. You can have checking, savings, credit cards, loans, debt accounts. You can also create your own custom accounts. You can set up automatic updates for balances. You can set budgets, investment performance, income expense categories. And then it also shows you when the bills are due. Now, it's not free, but it's about $45. But for $45, it's going to save you pulling out your hair, right?
Exactly, yes. And now, is that a one-time purchase?
Yes.
Or is that a year?
Yeah, no, one-time purchase. Now, if you want to look at something free, this is also a program that's been around for a long time. It's called GNU Cash, GNU Cash. And GNU Cash, it works on all the platforms, but it allows you to do the same thing. You know, print checks, track the bank account balances, stocks, income, expenses. And it's really, you know, based on personal accounting packages. So, you know, if you don't want to spend the $40, GNU Cash is fabulous. It's been around. But if you find that it's just a little bit more than what you need, that's where you want to start looking at, you know, this Ace Money Lite. Now, if you missed any of those links, and if you want anybody who's listening right now, you're like, what was that Kim just talked about? Is I'm going to post the links in our Commando community, Dan, in the Q&A forum. And so if you go to commando.com/community, and then there's a link on the left-hand side that says Q&A forum, and that's where I post links for different products or different things that I talk about here on the show. Because, you know, it's always been my assumption that anytime I give something out, it's always going to be like 3 degrees away from some malware, badware, porno site, you know. So it's just kind of works out that way. And so you want to make sure that you check the Commando community forum, which, by the way, if you ever have any questions, that's a place, if you're a member, that you can also post your questions there. And either myself or somebody on the staff is going to be able to help you out. Let's see. How about Dave in Rock Island, Illinois? Hello there, Dave.
Hi there, Kim, and thanks for everything you do for every one of us out here.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. How can I help you, sir?
I am involved in a project through a Lions Club, Lions International, here locally. We undertook a project to help the kids down at the St. Jude Satellite Hospital down in Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, nice.
And it has come to the point where we're just about done with the project, and we're looking for, and of course I held up my hand, that's what we do, a touch screen finger paint.
Like computer screen?
Well, computer screen.
Okay.
But just with a finger paint program in it.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And the reason I'm looking for just that is because they're a little bit touchy about how much wiring and stuff there is laying around the playhouse area.
Oh, I'm sure, because we don't want the kids tripping on it or pulling it out of the wall or off the wall.
Both, either or all.
Well, you know, there are you've come to the right place. Okay, is that they have these touchscreen, what they call touchscreen kiosks. You may have seen them in various art exhibits. Sometimes you can see them inside airports and maybe some events where you can touch the screen to do certain things. And then you compare that with Microsoft has a program called Paint for Kids that it does fingerprinting. The TV kiosks are about $2,000. And then, of course, you know, you've got some IT time and some wires and things like that. But, you know, probably you're in it for about $2,100, okay?
Sweet.
And there is an option, and this is kind of fun, is that there's a projector that we'll display on the floor. And so where the kids can kind of dance to and hit certain things. And so they're moving around on the floor. They're not necessarily touching things with their fingers, which because everybody's so germaphobe right now that, you know, that would also be another issue. And so that is a more expensive solution. It's probably about $5,000. But just like I told Dan, I'll post some links to these kiosks. And also you can look at this beam. That's the name of the product, Dave. And you can decide which one would actually be the best one for you. And whichever one you get, make sure that you shoot me a pic back because I'd like to see it in action. And thank you for your call today. Stay right where you are. Our crypto tip of the week is coming right up. All right, let's go ahead and do our crypto tip of the week. And if you're getting into cryptocurrency, you have to know right off the bat it's risky business, no matter how you look at it. And you need some advice along the way. So maybe you're going on your social media, you're going on Facebook, what have you, and you come across some A-list celebrity promoting certain tokens. So you think, well, you know, I can trust them. Maybe not so much. A recently filed class action lawsuit names reality TV star Kim Kardashian, boxer Floyd Mayweather, and NBA star Paul Pierce as defendants in a crypto-related case. Now, according to the suit, the trio promoted a crypto called Ethereum Max, which is apparently a knockoff of Ethereum, which everybody knows about. Kardashian would post about it on Instagram stories. During a boxing match, Mayweather wore shorts with the crypto's URL. So what happened? The suit alleges that once these celebrities helped the value of this copycat crypto soar, guess what happened? Yes, you know, they quickly sold off their portion in what's known as, you know, pump and dump schemes. And if you can't trust a Kardashian, who can you trust? Well, point here is that you shouldn't fall for celebrity pitches online, whether it's about crypto or really anything else that they're peddling. If you want some crypto advice and you're just getting started, check out my ebook, Cryptocurrency 101, which includes everything you need to know to get started buying, using, and making money with crypto. Head over to commando.com/crypto, commando.com/crypto, or you can pick it up on Amazon. For your Kindle, just search for Commando with a K. Moments away from our digital life hack, and these are lazy ways that you can save some money. And how about we go back to the phones with Dean in Sheffield, Iowa. Hi there, Dean.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. I really enjoy your program on the and also your podcast, too, are really handy. I really learn a lot.
Well, thank you.
I volunteer at a local West Fork food pantry here in our community. And there's about 20 of us that volunteer to help there at the food pantry. And they have a schedule, and not so much a calendar, but mainly they email a kind of a spreadsheet or something like that. So I'm thinking, you know, there's got to be a better way to see the schedule for the food pantry and when people are supposed to work. And if we don't, won't be able to make it, then we post a contact, you know, somebody else to maybe take your place and things like that. So I wondered if you know anything online, an app or something like that, I could put on my phone because I kind of live on my phone.
Because, you know, that becomes a bit of a nightmare, right? The scheduling and somebody's sick, they can't make it, or, you know, the dog needs to go to the doctor, whatever it is. There are a couple of solutions. One is free, and you do see some ads, and it's at signup.com. And it does exactly everything that you're talking about. If you are looking at maybe if you need some additional features, you want to get some more text messages, some automatic alerts, things like that. There's another one called signupgenius.com. And it's really made for these type of situations. It's relatively inexpensive. It's like $10 or, you know, $9 or $10 a month, the SignUp Genius program is. So, again, there's signup.com and also signupgenius.com. And these are really wonderful. I mean, it also has a feature that allows you to contact others without your personal information being shared. And so if you have some people in the group, you know, there's always all those people like, you know, don't give out my email address, don't give out my phone number. Is that's an option that you can use over at signup.com. So does that sound like what you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like that would work. That would be $10 for each person, or is it $10 for the group?
$10 for the group. $10, you know, not for each person. So it's, you know, this is all software as a service. So they get you in for the $10, and then all of a sudden you're going to sit there and go, oh, I want this. And then maybe they're going to upsell you because that's how they work. You know, these websites work.
Gotcha.
And so you may be up to $12 or $15. But, you know, check out the free version first at signup.com and or signupgenius.com. And then if you find yourself that you need the extra features, you know, a couple of bucks a month, it's well totally well worth it. Dean, thank you so much for your call. Let's talk about total AV. The more we rely on our connected devices, the more we have to lose. I'm talking about bank accounts, personal data, photos, conversations. There's just so much to preserve and protect. Now, listeners always ask, they always email me, what do I recommend for antivirus protection? And hands down, it's Total AV's industry-leading antivirus security suite. It's simple. It's easy to use. Their award-winning antivirus security suite offers complete protection that you can rely on. It has built-in adware, ransomware, and malware protection. Plus, you can subscribe to data breach alerts and speed up your computer with something that they have called the Junk Cleaner. And this protection covers up to five of your or your loved one's devices under a single plan. So whether you're on a Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android device, just install the easy-to-use app, and you're going to be protected. And because I have your back, I negotiated an exclusive discount for you. Right now, get an annual plan for only $19, but you have to go to this address, protectwithkim.com. That's over 85% off the regular price. Head over to protectwithkim.com. Once again, protectwithkim.com. All right, this week we put together a list of lazy ways that you can save money for a trip, maybe a remodel, maybe it's just a new car, maybe it's something else that you need a repair. And so we're talking about rounding up. And so if you spend like $6.25 on a coffee and a bagel, you're going to be charged $7.75 is going to be put into a savings account. So here are some apps to get started. First of all, there's Acorn. It's been around for a long time. It's pretty popular. They have different options that you can invest your extra change. You can put it on later into an IRA, individual retirement account, of course, a bank. And Acorn's personal membership does cost you $3 a month. Now, Chime offers a checking account, a savings account, and a credit card. And so they also do some rounding up. And Coins is with a Q, and that's where you can set a goal, and the app will help you achieve it, where you can set aside a certain percentage of your paycheck. You can also make daily contributions, weekly withdrawals, and roundups. You know, it's just a good idea. So if you find yourself in this predicament of, you know, wanting to save money, but not being able to do it because maybe you're just not that organized. Maybe you're not that, you know, controlling that you can do this. Is that these are some apps that you put on your program, put on your phone rather, and they help you get in gear to start saving some money and start developing those habits. And to check out the entire list, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show, which is KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link at the top of the page that says Kim Show. Hey, you want to stay right where you are because coming up, some malware has exposed passwords saved in your browsers. Tell you more about that. And of course, we have more of your great phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, let me try Carrie one more time. All right, we have a couple of podcasts, and Dean was so kind to say that he loves the podcast, is that Kim Komando Explains. I have an incredible story, unbelievable story, about hackers. They were hitting up a hospital for ransomware, and everything from the cardiac machines to the IV pumps stopped working. Doctors and nurses had to use pen and paper. There were no electronic patient records. But Rico Danielson, who's a friend of the show, he was actually called in to negotiate with the hacking gang, and he tells us a story about how this all happened, what came down, and also the surprising ending of what happened when the hospital was asked to pay ransomware. So you can check out Kim Komando Explains on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. It's on Amazon Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, Pandora, you name it. Just search for Komando with a K. All right, before we go back to your phone calls, in our money tip over on our website at komando.com, we have five bills that you should never put on autopay. And autopay is great to avoid late fees and interest on recurring payments, but it's definitely not a good fit for every single one of your bills. And that includes annual subscriptions like auto insurance or retail memberships. While it's probably cheaper than paying month to month, they can be easy to forget about, and it hits your bank account hard when you probably least expect it. So you want to be careful with streaming for services because they can be really difficult to be track of, especially if you're subscribed to several, me raising my hand, and then you could be on auto pay for services that you just don't use because maybe you've signed up for all these free trials and you don't even remember that you signed up for these free trials. And the same goes for traditional cable and satellite payments that can fluctuate month to month because you have carriage fees and also other gotchas. So for more charges that you should never ever put on auto pay, including cell phone and utility bills, head over to commando.com and look for the link called Kim's Show at the top of the page. All right, back to the phones we go with Pastor Dave in Columbus, Ohio. Hello there, Pastor Dave.
Well, hi, Kim. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I've been listening to you since I think you were 12 or 13 when you first started.
Yeah, I was actually 9, but that's okay. I appreciate it.
Okay. But I'm coming to the top of the mountain here to ask you a question.
Okay.
I have an old laptop. It's an old HP that's got about 6 years on it, and I'm thinking about replacing it. But I don't know if I should replace it with a Chromebook, a traditional laptop, or use a tablet for this. I'm a pastor, so I go a lot between my churches and stuff, so I'm a little confused what would be my best option at this point.
What exactly do you use it for? Tell me how you're using it.
Well, I use it for spreadsheets some to track things, but I use it mainly for word processing, on the internet to do some research, also for Facebook, Zoom, and that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, let's talk first about a Chromebook because you mentioned it. Chromebook is actually it's a great laptop. It's pretty self-contained, meaning that it's never going to really get any viruses because it's using the Chrome OS, and Google does a great job at keeping that up to date. The biggest downside is that the Chromebook is really only the most effective if you are online. I mean, you can do things offline, but unless you're online, you're not going to be able to look at your Word docs and your sheets or whatever it may be. And so it's very limiting unless you find that you're going to be online all the time. But they are super inexpensive, meaning like $200 can get you a good Chromebook, okay?
Okay.
A tablet is okay. I find that on my iPad, even an iPad Pro with the nice big screen and with the keyboard attached, is that I can't really concentrate, or I find it uncomfortable, maybe because I've been doing this so long, is that when I'm typing, I really like to have like a nice big keyboard, okay? And I know that I can put an extra keyboard on that screen, but again, the iPad screen is 12.9 inches versus, you know, a nice 15 or 17 inch screen, right? So that's that's my preference. So when it comes time to really being productive and wanting to get things done, it's pretty darn hard to find anything that will truly replace a laptop. And, you know, in as much as we want to do all this, I know people are listening right now saying, oh, yeah, but you can do everything on a Chromebook. Okay, it's really a personal preference. And so if you find yourself, and I even find myself, when if I'm at home, if I have the option between my laptop and my big iMac, I'm going to sit in front of my big iMac because I find that more comfortable. Especially having a nice 27-inch screen versus a 15-inch screen, 17-inch screen. So where do you fall in that ballpark?
Well, I'm used to the Windows environment, for one thing. I do have an iPad, but it's an older version, and I just use that to do my Facebook Live devotions I do for people every day. So probably leaning more towards that laptop, like you said.
Okay, all right. So when we're talking about a laptop, you can buy a $300 laptop, you can buy a $500 Windows laptop, you can buy a $1,200 Windows laptop, right? You could probably buy a $2,500 one if you wanted to go out and really rig it out. But a really solid choice, and we have this laptop finder quiz over on the website. So if you go to commando.com on the homepage, if you scroll down, you go to laptop finder quiz, is that you answer some basic questions about what you need a laptop to do, okay? And so you kind of told me all this. Okay. And so, you know, for you, you want a nice, you want Windows, obviously. You want a nice 15.6-inch screen. A 1080p screen would be great because we're in Zoom and you're probably going to watch some movies and some YouTube videos, like you said, devotionals or whatever you might be doing with it. You want a good processor. You want 8 gigs of RAM. And we want to keep it light, so we're going to get an SSD hard drive. You want to have all the connections with it, you know, Ethernet, HDMI, you know, obviously a webcam. And then what's also nice is that this particular laptop that I'm thinking of for you, it has a numeric keypad off to the side too. So it becomes this full functional laptop, right? And that numeric keypad, I know it sounds like what's the big deal about it? Well, you know, it just makes things easier. You know, it just does if you have that off to the side. And so, you know, here you're looking at Acer, and I'm going to send you a link to this particular laptop. But it's a great solid choice. Like, as I mentioned before, it's about $550. And so for $550, you get a great laptop. It's going to last you for, you know, a couple of years, you know, at least 5-6 years. I mean, and again, depends upon how you use it. I mean, you know, I had somebody call me last week on the show here, and he was thanking me for a gateway computer that I recommended to him. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, Pastor Dave, like, gateway? Wow. Do you remember gateway computer? Those were the boxes that looked like cows. You remember those? And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, dang, what year was that? It was 2006, and the guy's still using it. Okay, so I'm like, I think he got his money's worth out of it. You know what I mean? So anyway, so if you want to try the laptop finder quiz, just go to the website, and then about halfway down the page, there's a big old box that says laptop finder quiz. And then I'll post a link to this one for you over inside the Commando community, and you just hit the Q&A forum once you're there. And in case you don't know where that is, commando.com/community. And we always appreciate new members, by the way, because it helps us do what we're doing. And then the Q&A forum, there's a link over on the left-hand side. Pastor Dave, thank you so much for your call and your kind words. Coming right back, malware exposes passwords. You don't want to miss this because it could affect you here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, I get it. Who has the capacity to remember dozens and dozens of passwords and credentials? And maybe you actually save them inside your browser. It certainly is convenient, but it could put your data at risk. There's a new malware program out there spreading like crazy. It's called Red Line Stealer. Red Line Stealer? And it's been used to target primarily people working from home. And it has already successfully breached one company, at least. It all this has to do is infect a browser, and then it accesses all the saved credentials that you have in your browser. And then it opens the door to companies' files. And what makes Red Line the worst is that they have these malware as a service type of programs right now, and it's sold on the black market for about $200, and it's super easy to use. And in case you're looking for more information about this, of course, we've got links over at commando.com. But, you know, if you are saving your passwords in your browser, it is something to think about. Just be super, super careful. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show that you definitely don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. All right, hackers are going to hack. A 19-year-old hacker claims he was able to remotely open the doors and windows of more than 25 Tesla cars across 13 countries. He was turning on their radios, flashing the headlights, even starting the engines, and began keyless driving. The guy's name is David Colombo, and he says he's an IT specialist in Germany. He also claims to disable the vehicle's anti-theft systems and see if the driver is actually inside the car. Wow, so much for cybersecurity. I mean, imagine missing a payment on a Tesla and the car drives itself back to the dealership. Don't laugh. Okay, it's actually totally possible. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of the transference of pure intellect and fun. It happens here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. I'm, of course, America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. And you can find us on over 425 top stations throughout the United States. We're streaming in your favorite radio app and also streaming on demand as a webcast, as a podcast, 24/7, whenever you want. Just head over to getkim.com. And a special thank you to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation. And they get the Kim Komando Show on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I get that, you know, some of you don't want to actually, you know, call the show. If you ever just want to send me an email, a question to answer here on the show or maybe on the website, head over to komando.com. And at the top right hand of the page, there's a link that says Email Kim. And fill that form out. And I'm the only one that gets that email, by the way. That's komando.com with a K. In the top right hand corner, it says Email Kim. All right, how about we start this hour with five things you need to know about consumer tech to keep you up to date. And this first one is super, super fascinating. If you use Norton Antivirus, the company wants to use your computer and your electricity to mine cryptocurrency, Ethereum to be exact. That's right. The latest version of Norton 360 Security includes mining software that uses your machine's computing power to solve complex mathematical problems in order to harvest cryptocurrency. So you do need to opt in and give the software permission to use your computer to be a miner, and any old computer won't do it. It has to have an NVIDIA or an AMD card with at least 6 gigabytes of memory. If you say yes, and then your computer is part of this massive crypto mining pool trying to get a coin. Now, if you are lucky enough to win, you get your share of the proceeds that's divided else by everyone else using Norton Antivirus to get cryptocurrency. Now, but before the proceeds are shared, Norton has to take its cut. And while other pool operators are happy to take 1% or 2%, Norton is a little greedy. Well, a lot greedy. They are going to take 15% right off the top. And so the bottom line is this. By the time you pay for your Norton subscription, by the time you pay for your electricity, by the time you pay for all the transfer fees, you're not going to make any money. But Norton sure will. So forget about making any real money with this. It just doesn't make sense. Number two, no longer lost in translation. 2 years into the pandemic, it's pretty clear that video conferencing for meetings and classes and remote learning is just a part of life. But some of these features are pretty amazing. Like now we have these fun scenic backgrounds, right? Well, last year, Google started testing live translated captions so it could translate English meetings into four languages in real time. Listen to this, French, German, Portuguese, and Spanish. So now it works. They're rolling it out. Again, the languages are French, German, Portuguese, and Spanish. It's pretty neat, actually. You have instant translations available to people who speak different languages now in real time. Speaking of, what language does a stomach speak? Anyone? Anyone? Hungarian. Oh. All right. Number three, a cooler way to get your groceries delivered. You know, we all talk about porch pirates, right? You got special lock boxes. You can let Amazon into your garage. There's a new startup called Home Valet, and they developed a temperature-controlled smart box designed specifically for grocery deliveries. It's 120 pounds, internet-connected box. One side that's cooled, one side that's not. It has a companion app that lets you know when something has been delivered. It also has a built-in camera, so you can see exactly what's going on. Smart box can be yours. It's expensive. Ouch, $500. And a $10 a month fee to use the app. You can reserve one with $50 down. They're going to say they're going to start shipping next month. It's going to be offered to Walmart's in-home grocery delivery subscribers beginning this month in select markets. And that price, again, still costs $500. For your deliveries that need to be kept warm, they can be placed in a corner of your porch where it's always 90 degrees. Number four is a sign of the times. And you have to pay attention to this. The NFT, non-fungible token trend, is continuing. Now, Gap is getting into it, just like Adidas and Nike. Gap has launched its own NFT collection, which are being built on the Tezos blockchain. The NFTs, I know, it sounds crazy. It's a series of digital hoodie art by an artist, Brandon Sines. The prices started just over $8, and they go up for there, depending upon, they say, the rarity. Over the next few weeks, rare, epic, and one-of-a-kind tiers will be rolled out so you can get your own actual physical sweatshirt. So all you have to do is buy at least 4 common and 2 rare Gap NFTs, for $25. It gives you the chance to buy one of their Epic NFTs, which costs $415. So it takes a little digital art and sweatshirt you can wear for under $500. Gosh. Now, if you want to skip the hoodie NFT and just get yourself a rear one, Gap has a sale on right now where you can pick one up for about $25. So the difference between $25 and $500, wow, talk about a gap. Number five, welcome to the Moodiverse. Yes, when you hear about virtual reality these days, it's usually like gaming aspects or VR to use, go into like foreign places. Or if you always wanted to travel, you can't travel anymore, you put on these VR glasses. The Meta / Facebook head, Mark Zuckerberg, he actually envisions a time when all of us are just going to go into like this virtual workplace in the future. Well, VR goggles are becoming popular, you're not going to believe this, in the farming industry, but not for people. What, says you, Kim Commando? Over in Turkey, one farmer is keeping his cows indoors for the winter, which is not where they really want to be. So following a similar experiment a few years ago in Russia, the farmer purchased these special VR headsets made to fit the shape and size of a cow's head. So they fire up the headsets, and the VR programmers created this virtual world that simulates a wide open field. And the virtual green pastures make the cows think that they're outside, which apparently lowers their stress levels and helps them boost milk production. And it's been so successful that the farmer plans on ordering at least 10 more headsets. He just has to be careful when removing them at the end of the day, because otherwise it's utter chaos. That was a good one. All right, coming up in this hour in just a few moments, we're going to talk about a secret dot, because I actually saw it. I was in New York. I was looking at the weather app, and I'm like, what does a secret dot do? So I came back to Phoenix, and I did all the research to tell you boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen all about the secret dot in the iPhone weather app. And, of course, we have more of your phone calls and brand new or not true this hour, so you don't want to leave us right now. Hey, the T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I have to tell you about the current newsletter. If you're not getting the current newsletter, wow, I'm talking about exclusive links, exclusive content that you don't hear on the show, you don't see on our website, you don't see it on any other place other than in the current newsletter. It comes out twice a week, Saturdays and Tuesdays. And if you're not already signed up, join over 55,000 people that get it twice a week, and you're going to love it. I swear. It's free, by the way. You can see a sample. You can sign up right now. You could go to this address. Go to this address, getthecurrent.com. Again, that's getthecurrent.com, getthecurrent.com. You can unsubscribe at any time, but I don't think you will. I looked at the unsubscribe rates on the current. It's like 0.00018%. And I almost want to like call that like 1/8 of a person like and say, why did you unsubscribe? So head over to getthecurrent.com. Let's start this hour with Joe in Memphis, Tennessee. Hello there, Joe.
Hey, Kim. Enjoy your show. And thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
I was wondering if you can point me in the right direction of getting a program, an app, something that would take photos and turn them into cartoonish-like instead of, you know, the solid photo. If that's, I looked at one, and I've been working with one, but it doesn't quite do what I need, so I was hoping you would have some ideas for me.
And what do you need this to do? And, I mean, what's the goal?
Oh, well, I wrote a children's book, and so there's a lot of illustrations in there. And actually, I took care of my mom for quite a few years, and she had passed, and so I took this trip, and I got inspired on the trip.
Oh, did you?
And so I wrote this children's book. Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. And so where'd you go on your trip?
Well, the first part of it, we went down to Florida mm-hmm. and helped some friends. They were devastated by a hurricane, and then uh-huh. we went up north to Wisconsin, and I worked with my sister and helped her on some projects and stuff, and then came back. So that's how the book was kind of inspired. And while I was leaving, I have some neighbors that come over all the time, and I rescued a dog and got this little duck at a yard sale, and the dog just loved it. Well, the twins just gave it personality. And so they were so upset we were going to be gone 35 days. And so, and they couldn't go with, obviously. So they insisted that we take Melvin with us. So Melvin, the duck, went on all sorts of adventures, met all sorts of different things.
That's fabulous. That's great.
So that's what the book is about. And it's already written, ready to go. And I have the pictures. But so there's two issues. One is just finding something, because I was talking to somebody about illustrating, and they suggested doing an app instead. And so I thought, well, that may be something to pursue.
Which app did you try?
PixArt.
Okay. You know, there's a if I were to do this, okay, is that I would go on to Fiverr. Have you ever used Fiverr?
No.
Okay. It's Fiverr. It was developed because of like a website where for $5 you could get anything done, okay? And you can hire people to do exactly this task. Because the thing is that when you start looking at an app, and especially because this is going to be a children's book, and so, you know, you don't want everybody to have this same type of, you know, expressions or looks, or, you know, I think that if you could find an artist to do this, and again, the whole concept is that it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, is that you can look at samples of their work and say, yeah, this is somebody that I would hire to do this. Okay. And because you're hiring them, you own the copyright, right? So, and you might want to also make sure that you have a standard work for hire agreement, which you can find those online just to cover your butt in case anything were to happen. Let's say this becomes a New York Times bestseller, right? Then people come out of the woodwork, as they always do when people are successful. So I would make sure that you have a standard work for hire agreement. Look at Fiverr. And again, you can hire people. You can ask them to bid on the project. You know, how much would it cost for you to do this? And so you might find that it's maybe relatively inexpensive. I know somebody who hired a gentleman on Fiverr to draw 8,100 cars. Okay. 8,100 cars. Think about that. And he paid $1,000 for it. Okay.
Oh, and he drew, that is wonderful.
And he drew it from scratch. Okay. And they're great. Now, if that doesn't work, there's also a website called PicMonkey, and that's P-I-C, Monkey. They do a lot of taking photos and putting them into characters and things like that. But because this is a book and you might want to tweak it, that's why I think maybe having a human involved in it instead of just mass producing this, it might work a little bit better, because there may be times where you want the duck to have certain expressions, or you want a person to have a different expression. You following me, right? And so this is where you could actually work with a person in order to achieve that goal. Again, that's over at Fiverr.com. And Joe, let me know how this turns out for you. I'd love to see some samples at the end. And what a great idea. I'm sure, you know, your mom has given you a little inspiration from above along the way. Hey, got to tell you about Total AV. Get continuous antivirus protection and block malicious websites with Total AV's industry-leading antivirus security suite. Now, exclusive for my listeners, receive 85% off annual plans, but you have to go to this address, protectwithkim.com. Once again, protectwithkim.com. All right, so that secret dot. When you look at your iPhone's weather, you see a tiny dot, right? That's all inside the weather. And, you know, Apple went ahead and they bought dark sky, and they've integrated that into the weather. So that little dot is showing you the current temperature, where it falls in relation to the forecasted high and low. Okay. It's actually easier for you to take a look at it and know what it means. So the next time you see that dot in the weather app, just know that it's the current temperature and it falls in relation to what is the forecast high and low. All right, you want to stay right where you are, because brand new or not true, it's really hard this week, and I want to see if you're going to win. All right, brand new or not true is America's favorite radio game show sensation, where you can play along at home. And I talk about a couple of tech products. Now, two products are fake, and one is absolutely real. Now, you may be wondering, like, how did I come up with this idea? Well, because I always see all these different press releases, and I sit there and go, how could that even be happening? And then I read further and find out that it's not really here. It's vaporware or running on SneakerNet. And so with Brand New or Not True, these three products, one is actually a true product, but the other two I completely make up. Okay, they don't exist, so it's up to you, again, to decide which is the real product. Now, we always have a special guest contestant, and if you'd like to be a special guest contestant, head over to commando.com, and in the top right-hand corner of the homepage, there's a link that says Email Kim, and that's where we pick these contestants. So if you want to play along, just email me and tell me I want to play Brand New or Not True. And if you do win, you get a really great prize. You get the much-coveted Kim Commando Show fanny pack. That's right. They're in high demand, and they are only printed every once in a while. And so our special guest contestant this week for Brand New or Not True is Deb in Bedford, Oregon. Hi there, Deb.
Hi. How are you today?
Good. And what do you do in Bedford, Oregon?
Well, actually, I'm outside of a little town called Ocean Shores, and I'm retired. It's a small city of about 5,000 on the bay and on the ocean. So we're surrounded by ocean, three sides of our little town.
Wow, that must be so beautiful, especially in the summer, I bet, huh?
It is. It's gorgeous.
So what'd you do before you retired?
I was in HR.
Oh, okay.
Working for a very large multinational, international corporation.
So if you had to work HR today, knowing that everything that's going on, okay, we have the pandemic, people working from home, people that don't want to go to the office anymore, they don't want to dress up, would you go back to work?
No, I'm having too much. I got to retire early. I enjoy retirement.
Good.
I liked my job, and I liked the people I work with, but being able to do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it on any day is much better.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it sure is. All right. So there's going to be three products. Two are fake. One is real. Okay. Are you ready to play?
Yep.
Okay. Product number one. If you're sick and tired of your smartphone's short battery life, a big phone accessory company is going to release a portable charging device that uses, are you ready? It uses the wind. That's right. When your phone battery is low, you pull out this little attachment. It plugs into your phone's power port. You find a breeze, and you watch the harmless fan blades begin to spin, and then your phone's battery begins recharging. It weighs just 9 ounces. It's eco-friendly. I mean, after all, the breeze is blowing, and it's safe. A typical breeze of 7 miles per hour. You can charge your phone as little as 2 hours. You can take it to the beach. You get a full charge in 20 minutes on a typical day. But here's the best news. If you buy the limited Greta Thunberg edition, you not only have a full battery, but you also have the great feeling that you somehow helped the planet, just like Greta. Look for the phone wind charging device this summer, $24.99. Product number two, with the high cost of housing, some people don't need an apartment or even a bedroom. They just need a place to sleep. So this new type of high-tech tent is catering to those people. Instead of worrying about leases and house payments and maintenance, you sleep anywhere. It's a high-tech tent made of lightweight, water-resistant OtterBox ripstop nylon, weighs 6 pounds. Built into the fabric, though, this is what's different, Deb. Our photovoltaic cells that power your table, and they also recharge your smartphone. And with just a simple smartphone living in a tent, you have access to hundreds of streaming TV channels, podcasts. The solar cells also power some small, quiet fans for air circulation. And it's perfect for the beach, city parks, national forests, or living in under overpasses. It's $75. And, you know, I have to tell you, so I once lost 25% of my tent. But it's okay because now I have 10. Get it, 10. Sorry. Okay, that was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Okay, product number three. It's your very own robotic kitchen cooker. It's kind of unique. It's about the size of a small microwave oven. You load in your meal, and then you tell the cooker when you want dinner ready. So say you want salmon and asparagus at 4 o'clock, but it's 8 o'clock in the morning. So you load in the salmon, you load in the asparagus, and then you tell in the app what time you want your food to be ready. And then when it's time to start cooking the salmon, at that time, they start just cooking the salmon. Asparagus is going to start cooking a little bit later. And then the food is just cooked. You can schedule ahead cool to cook. That's what they're calling it because they keep it refrigerated. The food is refrigerated until you actually want to cook it. Works with sous vide, slow cook, reheat, steam modes. You can also bake, roast, or broil. As I said, you schedule dinner with a tap of your finger. You can also monitor the kitchen's robotic cooking from your phone and make adjustments accordingly. And there are no more burnt food. And this way you can't get curried away. $400. $400. Okay. So we have product number one, Deb, is the way to charge your phone using the wind. Product number two is the high-tech tent. And product number three is the robotic cooker for your kitchen. Which one of the three products is the real product?
Okay, well, I feel like product number one is a pretty good alternative when you don't have electricity around. Product number two, the tent, I feel like that would just encourage more homelessness and people don't have any place to store anything. Product number three, the cooker, I feel like we already have that between Instapots, microwaves, crock pots. So I'd say it's going to be between either one or three. And I'm not clear if it's a new product or an existing product. So I'll go with three because it's an existing product.
Number
three. And I think
three.
We already have those. Okay. I think we already have all those things.
All right. So we have to go to our judges. Deb is going for number three, the robotic cooker. That's right. It's called the sous vide.
All-in-one countertop kitchen robot.
Oh, it is.
Sous vide saves you time and lets you cook delicious meals for you.
I was actually taking a look at this for myself. If it wasn't $400, I might buy it. But at $400.
We actually have a sous vide, but it doesn't separate the types of food like this one would.
So. Yeah, this is like it. So you can show the example of the salmon and the asparagus. And so it keeps it all cold. And then, you know, I hate when asparagus becomes all mushy. It drives me crazy,
right.
You know. And so that alone would be worth it. And I don't know, did you hear about the chef who died? Did you hear about the chef who died, Deb?
Deb? No.
Okay. He pasta away. Okay. Wait. We can only do too much. His legacy will become a pizza history. He ran out of time. And his wife is really upset. Cheese, still not over it.
He must have been Italian.
Yes, you know. All right, so how can I help you, my lady?
Okay, well, my husband and I, you know, we live near the, right, actually on the water, in the ocean, the bayside. And we are building a cold form steel frame building. And what that means is that we do not use 2x4s for the framing of the house. We use cold frame steel. So all of our interior walls, instead of 2x4s, they're the cold frame steel. Our exterior is aluminum, and our roof is steel. It's a two-story home, ADA accessible. We have a handicapped son. And we're trying to determine the best way to get wireless to all parts of the house. We're currently living in our motorhome, and we have an Eero 6 network that seems to work pretty well. But
Eero's great. I love Eero. Eero, you know, I've talked about it here on the show, and I've got Eero. But, you know, with all this steel and aluminum, you know, you guys and gals are going to be living in a Faraday cage. You know that. I mean.
Right. I mean, it's not too different than commercial construction, right?
Yes.
Office buildings, they have the same thing. And so I'm hoping it's not too late, but I'm thinking the best thing to do would be to install Ethernet in every room.
Yes.
And then put a wireless.
Yes.
Router in each room.
Yeah. And if you can do, because, you know, I'm building a modern house here in Phoenix, and it's steel and glass and steel and glass and steel, right?
Right,
and
good for you.
So we put in every room a Cat 6 drop. And,
okay.
You know, you may not need it in every room, but it's easier to wire and it's cheaper to wire when the house is going up than to retrofit it afterwards. And so you can't beat a dedicated Ethernet drop. Now, if that's not the case, our IT genius, John, here, has a couple of routers. One is called it's a mesh network, a quad band Netgear OBI. It's OBI. And he recommended, you know, this might be a solution for you to take a look at. There's also a cheaper tri-band solution. And he says both of these would probably work pretty well. But I still go back to, and I'm sure John would agree, is that if you can do hard drops, that's always the best case scenario. But we'll post links to these over inside the Commando community in the Q&A forum. So if you go to commando.com/community, I'll post a link to both of these. And don't forget, you are a winner of the official Kim Commando Show fanny pack. All right, let's go ahead and do our digital privacy tip. This week is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Have you ever browsed in incognito mode? Well, incognito mode, like the Chrome browser itself, is a Google product. And Google has made its fortune by tracking your movements online. There's even a $5 billion class action lawsuit against the company in California, where it's accused of secretly collecting user data. Google's defense, they say incognito does not mean invisible. So how do you actually make yourself as invisible as possible online? You use ExpressVPN. One of the data points data brokers buy and sell is your IP address, which uniquely identifies you and your location. But with ExpressVPN, your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server, and your IP address is masked. And that makes it harder for third parties to identify you and harvest your data. And ExpressVPN is super easy to use. Literally, you just have to tap one button for instant protection. So secure yourself with the number one rated VPN. Visit expressvpn.com/Kim and get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. This week, we're going to talk about Google versus Startpage versus DuckDuckGo versus Bing. Okay. Which one is the best private search engine? Okay. The best way for you to look at this, and what we decided to do, was to run some searches and to see what kind of information that you would get back. And the search that we did was the Omicron COVID-19 variant symptoms. Okay. What are some symptoms? Then we did also Ice Cream Phoenix on each of these. And I will tell you that DuckDuckGo does not give you the results that you want to see. I'm just going to say it right out front. It's very, very difficult. Probably Startpage is the best one. Bing, believe it or not, Microsoft is better than DuckDuckGo. And I know we've been getting a lot of people asking about DuckDuckGo because you see all the ads. You know, what about it? Are they any good? So, you know, take a look at this result. Take a look at our pros and cons. You can check it all out over at commando.com. Just hit the link that says Kim Show. All right, coming right back, we have some great tips that you don't want to miss. We're going to be talking about later on this hour some trending scams, but hackers are using a 9-year-old's flaw to break into PCs, and we have more of your phone calls. All right, speaking of podcasts, for just a moment, if you're not already getting our Daily Tech Update and our Digital Life Hack podcasts, you're missing out every day. They're just 1 minute each. In the Daily Tech Update, we talked about this viral game that's sweeping the internet called Wordle. We also talked about iBuying and how it's hurting home prices. I also spoke about if 10,000 steps a day is really what you should be doing. By the way, it's probably not. And then also about Apple's AirTag, some creative uses. So wherever you get your podcasts, just search for Commando and make sure that you sign up and you get the Daily Tech Update and the Digital Life Hack. Christine in Medford, Oregon. Hello there, Christine.
Hi, Kim. It's great to be on the show. Thanks for inviting me.
You betcha. What's going on?
So I have a small bookkeeping business, and all of my clients are out of town, so I do all of my work virtually. I have one client specifically who is on the road a lot for his job, his business, and he wants to be getting invoices and receipts electronically into the system as soon as possible on a daily basis so they don't stack up. But I suggested using his camera on his phone to take pictures, but really what he's interested in finding would be a good option for a portable compact scanner that he could have in his truck or vehicle with him,
okay,
or use at his office if he needed to, but really mobile.
And he can't use it. Why can't he use his phone?
You know, I don't know exactly what his hang up with that is, but he's asked a couple of times for suggestions.
Well, you know, the little scanner from Neat Receipts would fit all this bill, no pun intended. And you know, it comes on and it works on iOS and Android, and it has the little thing that you put the receipt in and it takes a picture of it, and then it syncs it across, and it's saved in the cloud. And so this way you can have access to it if you wanted to. And there's also, there's receipts that, cause you mentioned invoices. That's another one you might want to look at. And that's by a company called Wave. And then there's another one that is really fascinating to me. And this is probably nothing that you need, but I just passed along because I find it insanely interesting that somebody came up with a business plan to do this, is that every month you mail in your receipts to this particular company, and then they categorize it and they put it into different, you know, way places so that this way you can say, what are all my food receipts, my gas receipts, my, you know, whatever it may be. And they and so you just mail them their receipts in an envelope. And they take care of everything. And that's called Shoebox. But I think if you're really looking for a dedicated scanner, that you're probably looking at Neat Receipts. We'll post some links over inside the Commando community, and thanks for your call. Hey, if you're running Windows, make sure that you have the latest updates, because hackers are using a 9-year-old flaw to break into PCs, and they're bypassing Microsoft's digital signature verification. We got more information and links that you need over at commando.com. Another hour's coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Okay, everywhere. That's the answer to the question, where will a photo or video of my face be taken and then matched against some facial recognition system? Word out this past week, listen to this, that makeup may be able to fool most facial recognition systems. Now, I'm not talking about like crazy stripes and patterns or you doing your makeup like those old rockers that group Kiss. I'm talking about contouring. Okay, ladies, you know all about contouring. Guys, you don't. It's the makeup that the Kardashian clan made really popular. And so it looks like maybe your cheekbones are higher than they are and you've got swollen cheeks or a longer neck or whatever it may be. It's called contouring. But anyway, these contouring makeup, it actually will dupe facial recognition systems. But I started thinking about it. Okay, facial recognition systems in a time of a pandemic. Okay, you just wear a mask and sunglasses and, you know, you totally fit right in and poof goes, there's goes the millions of dollars spent on these high-tech facial recognition cameras. I mean, talk about flying at half mask. Yes, that's what's happening. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, it's another hour, America's most trusted, biggest show about all things digital. It's called The Kim Komando Show because, well, my name is Kim Komando. And you can find us on over 420 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app and also streaming as a podcast, webcast, whatever you want, over at getkim.com. And I always like to say hello to our listeners in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force on the American Forces Network Radio. Love to get your notes and love to hear from you. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech, what's coming down the line. And when you're in technology, there's always something new. And this week, we're going to start with bandages. You know, we're talking about Band-Aids. Well, here's the deal. Scientists at the University of Bologna in Italy, it isn't some kind of bandage that heals whatever it's covering, but the idea is very impressive. It's a new smart bandage that would be able to tell doctors when a wound was healed. That way, you know, doctors and medical professionals don't have to remove a bandage to actually check. So there's going to be a sensor built into the bandage that reads moisture levels coming from the skin, which is a major indicator of whether a wound has healed. And once that data is collected, it's transmitted from the bandage to a smartphone app showing real-time conditions. Now, the good news is that this smart bandage is said to be low-cost and disposable. Bad news, still prototype stage. But, you know, funny coincidence. I was planning to dress up as a bandage for Halloween, but then I thought to myself, I don't think so. It's just going to be too hard to pull off. Number two, what's new is already old. Yeah, the iPhone 13 is here, but guess what? News about the iPhone 14, I know, it's just crazy, is already out. The much-loathed notch at the top of the screen on the camera is supposed to be going away, finally, replaced with one of those little punch-hole selfie cameras like Samsung and the others have had for a few years. Yes, what's new on the iPhone is old on the Samsungs. But word has it the notch is only going away on the iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max. Those are the big, most expensive ones. And then other people say that's going to be sticking around for the whole year. The iPhone mini, the little one, thing of the past after this year. And remember when the headphone jack disappeared? Everybody was so upset. They'd call the show and go, oh, Kim, I can't believe that Apple got rid of the headphone jack. Everything's going wireless. Well, instead of changing the charging port from Lightning to USB-C, which would comply with all new EU regulations in Europe, Apple's going to ditch the port entirely, making MagSafe the only way to charge your iPhone. Right. You know, I have a little MagSafe. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I think it's because I still have a case on mine. But, you know, no more Lightning port. That just struck me as very, very shocking. I know. I try. Number three, no more workers, no more problems. In the summer of 2020, fast food chain White Castle added a new employee to one of its Chicago locations, Flippy. Yes, a little robot that flips the hamburgers and does a whole bunch more. Miso Robotics designed it from California. And then they were trying to get fries to customers faster, less waste. And that's possible because Flippy's tied to the point of sale system. It's too smart. So Flippy's making burgers. He's making cooking wings at Buffalo Wild Wings. And, you know, we also have this restaurant labor shortage. It's so bad that the National Restaurant Association recently reported that 4 in 5 operators, restaurants are understaffed. So how much does this robot cost? Okay. Karen, make any guesses? Maybe you're right. Robot costs $3,000 a month, and it's about to get a chance to actually be installed at least 24 other fast food chains. Now, Flippy isn't the other one. Only one. There's another robot from a company called Rich Tech. It has other skills. It can wait tables. It can bus tables. It's expensive. It's $20,000. It's being tested now in California pizza kitchens, you know. And right down the street, you have another robot being tested out as a surgeon, but right now, it only operates on batteries. Number four, space travel is a ballooning industry. We have a company based at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida called Space Perspective. So we're not talking about rockets anymore. We're talking about a 650-foot hydrogen-filled balloon. Wow. Okay. Pilot, 8 passengers, but it's still a balloon. Slow trip to cover the 18-plus miles to the topmost layer of the atmosphere. 2 hours up and down, 6 hours total. You can book a ticket now for Spaceship Neptune. It's going to have its first launch in 2024. I wouldn't be the first one, but maybe you like to take chances. It'll give you time to save, though, because it's $120,000. $120,000. There's another option. Here in Arizona, we have a company called Worldview Enterprises. They have their own balloon. It's looking at a 2024 launch, too. A typical ride on its 8-passenger Explorer capsule is supposed to be 6 to 8 hours. You go to 100,000 feet. Compared to Space Perspective, this balloon is cheap. It's only $50,000. What a bargain. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, but don't expect these ticket prices to remain low. That's how inflation goes, especially with balloons. It goes up. And finally, it happened, and it wasn't Tom Cruise. I don't know if you heard about this, but this is really interesting to me. Russia, the then Soviet Union, was the first person to put into space, right? And the U.S., of course, was the first to put a person on the moon. So the space race between these two countries, our countries, it took a step back. But earlier this year, Russia announced a bold new plan to shoot the first movie in space, and they just did it. Two Russians, one actor and the other a director, lifted off from Kazakhstan, can never pronounce that, don't even ask me to spell it, on October 5th to film a movie on the International Space Station called Challenge. Well, after 12 days on board the ISS, the movie-making duo, a Russian cosmonaut, they landed safely back on Earth. And it's the first space race that Russia has really made and won in decades. Now, last year, Tom Cruise and a director, a guy by the name of Doug Liman, announced that they were working together on their own movie to be filmed in space sometime in 2021. Well, it's 2021, and if they're going to be going up for the holidays, I'm not sure to put up a Christmas tree. But at that time, we all knew that was Tom Cruise's movie was a $200 million project. Wow. You know, and he didn't even ask me. What is up with that? Backed by NASA and Elon Musk, SpaceX, a year later, this is all we know. I mean, you know, getting to space, let's think about it. Getting to space is already risky business. And Wow, shooting the first movie up there for Tom Cruise, it was apparently, you know, Mission Impossible. All right, coming up in this hour, you don't want to miss in just a few moments, how to password protect the page that lists all your Google searches and history, because maybe you're searching for stuff like you don't want everybody in the house to really know about, you know, special stuff, secret stuff. I'm going to tell you more about that. And, of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you're not getting our newsletter, specifically thecurrentnewsletter.com, is that you ought to check it out. You can sign up right now. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. The is part of the address, by the way. Thecurrentnewsletter.com. You can see a sample. You can sign up. And this is content that you don't find here on the show or on the site. It's really spectacular. It's one of our best products. Well, aside from the show, of course. Head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, that's thecurrentnewsletter.com. And how about we start this great hour of the show with Carrie in beautiful San Diego, California. Hi there, Carrie.
Hi, Kim. Hail digital goddess Kim Komando.
You're funny. You're cute. Thanks for making me laugh. What's going on?
I have a great idea about a new application to put on a telephone.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what
yes,
it is?
I'm sitting here. I'm like on pins and needles, Carrie, because I'm thinking like this is going to change the entire universe.
Yes, it is. This is an app that calls yourself in the future.
Okay.
Okay. And the applications are, okay, you've got a doctor's appointment 6 months from now. Doctor's appointments are hard to get, so you call yourself, you know, like you set a telephone alarm, you set it for an hour ahead or 2 hours ahead,
sure,
your alarm clock. Well, you set this app to call yourself in the future. So you set the number somehow, and I'm not technical about this. I just have the idea. So you dial in the date, you dial in the time, you call the number, you leave yourself a message, and then 6 months from now, when your doctor's appointment is, it calls you and says, Carrie, you have a doctor's appointment today at 10 o'clock a.m. And or another application is you call people in the future and wish them happy birthday so that you don't forget on the day of their birthday. You call them ahead of time.
Okay, well, that would be kind of creepy because what if you die in between there and then the person gets a phone call from you? You'd be like freaked out, like, oh my gosh, what happened?
But you remembered their birthday and they have a good feeling about you. And I thought of that. They have a good feeling about you that you thought ahead of time and gave them a phone call.
That might be
happy birthday.
Okay.
And the best application of all is, have you ever gone into a room and you forgot why you went into that room?
And so you're going to call yourself to remind you?
I go into the room and then I get a phone call and I'm trying to figure out why I'm in this room. And I answer the phone and it says, hey, stupid, you forgot the light bulb.
You know, are you forgetful?
I am.
Okay. All right. So this is like the Carrie app. This is just an app for Carrie. Okay. Have you ever tried to use a reminders app? So like you could say like I don't want to say her name because everybody's phone will turn on, but like remind me in 6 months that I have a doctor's appointment. And then you can set a reminder that, you know, your phone will ring and it will set out an alarm. The lights will blink on the phone. I mean, I don't mean to discourage you because I love entrepreneurs, Carrie, but I wouldn't put my money in this one.
So they've already got this app and I just don't know about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not necessarily this app, but you can make your phone do this even better. Right. And so, you know, maybe not making the phone call. Well, I guess you could. You could record something and then you could have it sent at a specific date. But I think you'd be better served instead of trying to come up when they're like, and I don't mean to discourage you. I'm always like, my glass is always half full. even though like it's a bad day. Everything's always great in my world. I mean, like, you know, my son looks at me and says, you know, Mom, everything is not rainbows, ponies and unicorns. And I'm like, yeah, it is. So I'm not being I don't mean to discourage you. I just want you to be realistic. And maybe what we need, Carrie, is let me do this. Let me make a note, or John, if you can make a note in the back. We need to do a tip about how to use the Reminders app just for Carrie. And Carrie, thank you for your call. All right, you want to stay right where you are. We have some great tips coming up, including the best ways to hide what you buy on Amazon. All right, so this is part of the show where I like to talk to Allie Seligman. She's our amazing content queen. And Allie, we were talking about esports. And I think before we actually talk about esports, we have to define what esports is. So would you say esports is organized video gaming that people play who are really good, other people can watch, and they get all excited about it, and there are millions and millions of dollars in prizes, and the games are like Fortnite, League of Legends, Call of Duty, Madden NFL, Counter-Strike. And now, don't you know, Al, that there are kids listening right now, and they're hitting their parents on the side saying, look, Kim just said I can make money playing video games, so why can't I play every single day, right?
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. Basically, just competitive video gaming. And these people are making a crazy living from this. Like you said, this industry is nuts. It's really growing a lot. This year, on track to hit $1 billion in revenue. Like you said, the viewership is crazy too. It's not just the people who are playing earning lots of money. So many people tune in to watch this stuff. A lot of this happens on Twitch, which we'll get to in a little bit. It's basically a gaming streaming site. It's not just for gaming, but that's kind of the primary use of it. Now, how much money are we talking? Because like you said, if years ago you went up to your parent, your kid, and you said, I'm going to play video games for a living. They would say,
what?
Get out of my face. It's not going to happen. Yeah, you might still say that to your kid now because there are so few places, you know, so few spots. Not everybody can be the best. But it's actually a, you know, if you're really good, it is something that you can make a great living at. So,
and you know what's interesting about that, Al, is that, like, for example, they have these video game houses. And I'm sure you're familiar with this. It's like where somebody will go rent a house, like a 20,000 square foot house, okay, and they'll put 10 guys or gals in there. And they wake up in the morning, they have chefs, they make them breakfast, okay? Then they video game for like 3 hours. And then they have to get up and they have to go work out, okay? Then they have like this healthy lunch, and then they have to watch the game that they played and tell the coach how they should have played better, okay? Then they go play again. This is like real athletes. Real athletes
exactly.
are doing this.
Yeah, you might think, you might hear us say competitive video gaming and think of, you know, just some guy sitting in his computer in a dark room. But no, this is intense stuff. I thought this was so interesting. A lot of people who are in this, they age out by the time they're kind of in their mid-20s. They're done. They retire. And it's not because they're not good anymore. It's because, like you said, it's so competitive. It's so rigorous. You know, they're spending, you know, at least 6 days a week, at least 12 hours a day playing these games. And it's not like, you know, all fun, rainbows and butterflies. They're not sitting there, you know, just playing for fun. They are really in it.
No, this is big money. I mean, big money, a lot of people behind it, a lot of brands. They have their own sponsorships. They have their own endorsements. You know, because I'm just insanely fascinated by it, that people will watch other people play video games, but then at the same time, people watch other people play football. So is there a difference?
Right. The same kind of thing, right? Fortnite is one you mentioned. Most people know the name Fortnite. It's super popular. In 2021, their prize pool, $20 million that they gave out. The winner of their biggest event of the year took home $5 million.
Wow.
That is nowhere close to the game that gives out the biggest prizes. It's called Dota. I know about this one because my husband has played it on and off for years, not professionally, just for fun. And in this game, two teams of five, they play against each other. This year's grand prize just got doled out recently, $18 million
okay,
to the winning team.
Okay, you know what? I'm telling you, you know, Allie, you're missing the boat. You ought to tell Scott, hey, Scott, come on. It's time for you to pony up, babe. You know, get your butt in there. I know you're over 25. We'll take it easy. We just need to play like one season. Just one season. That's all.
Oh, the sad part is he's just not good enough. That is the level of this. You have to be the best in the world to get this kind of money. So what about all the people who want to make money in gaming, but they aren't that good? That is where Twitch comes in. Amazon owns Twitch now. It's a streaming service where you can, you know, tune in, watch your favorite person, play video games. Some of these people are really good. Some of them not so good. You're just watching because you like their personalities. Well, this was pretty interesting. Recently, Twitch was hacked and the payouts to all their top streamers were leaked online.
Oh, I remember. I didn't look at the list, but I remember seeing the headline. And I think, I know everybody was like astounded by how much money. Because, okay, well, let's back up just before you give the money out, the numbers. Okay. They're making money from people that are giving them money watching, right?
Yes.
Okay. They're making money from the gaming companies. Then they're making money from endorsements. So, you know, and they probably have some type of merch that they're doing as well. And they probably have a YouTube channel. I mean, and they probably have an agent who's taking a piece. I mean, you know, this is big business.
It really is. And the interesting thing about these numbers is these don't even account for their extras, right? Their merch and their YouTube channel and all that other stuff that you know earns them millions more dollars. It's not even in these numbers. This is purely just Twitch. So yes, it's all the money that I give you because I subscribe to your channel and I love you and I want all the extras. It's advertising revenue, all that stuff. Okay. The time frame here, this is from 2019 to October 2020. So almost 2 years, right? The top earning channel is called Critical Role, and this is a Dungeons and Dragons channel, and all the people on it, they happen to be professional voice actors. So they're really entertaining to listen to. It really is a great channel. In that time frame, $9.6 million.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean,
it really is.
Think about this. I mean, they went home and they went to have dinner with their parents. And around Thanksgiving, and they're saying, so honey, how are you? What are you doing? Well, there's this Twitch, and there's Dungeons and Dragons, and I'm going to be part of a group, and we're going to do a lot of the voice acting behind it. And I can do it from my van as I'm traveling around the country.
Yeah, there you go. And they're really, you know, I love they call themselves nerds. They say, yeah, we're just dorks who like this game, who sit around to talk about it. And they've made quite a living from it. Number two on the list, a guy named XQCOW, usually shortened to XQC. He's 25. He's from Canada. His name is Felix. He normally plays a game called Overwatch, and he's best known for what I will kindly call temper tantrums. He freaks out when he does badly. $8.4 million in that almost 2 year span for him.
You know, I remember I saw a video, like he was like throwing the controllers and jumping up and down. And I was thinking like, you know, it was a little dramatic for me, but I guess people like it.
It's a bit much. He was actually in competitive esports, but got kicked out because he couldn't control himself. And the number three on the list is actually a retired pro gamer. He plays a game called Counter-Strike. His name is Summit1G. He's this 34-year-old American guy named Jared. $5.8 million for Jared.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, this doesn't include everything else along the way.
Exactly.
Now, if you are listening and you're thinking to yourself, wow, this is a career for my kid, I want you to think about like when you thought that your son or daughter could be really great at soccer or football, and you brought them out on the field, and you know, and they were okay. They were fine. They weren't quite good enough to get a scholarship into college, but they won some awards and stuff and trophies. I don't know, even more than a trophy just for participation, right? So this is the same thing with esports. Unless they have a talent, they're committed, they need a coach, they need to practice, they need to be dedicated, they need to be motivated, they're not going to be this person, right?
Exactly. How many years do you think it'll be before, you know, everybody, I got to take my kid to soccer practice or piano class and then video game school?
Well, you know, there are some degree programs for video game. And the only reason why I know this is because a family member pays for his grandson's education. And he called me up and he said, you know, little guy wants to go to college for video games. And what do you think about that? I'm like, I think I would have him pick another career, you know.
To make them or to play them?
To play them. He was going to get a video game.
Oof.
You know, and I like, that's not really something that I think, you know, a good tech background should have. I mean, what happened with networking and cybersecurity? I think those were kind of data analytics kind of point you to that direction. So what else do you have about gaming?
That is it for gaming, but this is the time where I love to remind everyone why they need to be on commando.com and subscribe to our newsletters.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Some wonderful stuff coming up this week. Okay, this one affects us all. How many times a year do you get an email that says, sorry, you were part of a data breach?
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. And we actually talked about that on the show in the last hour because that was our digital life hack. So we have that one coming. And what else do you have?
We've got a great way to get notified if you lose your AirPods somewhere. So instead of just thinking, where the heck are these things? You'll get a little notification, which is really handy. We've also got a new batch of apps you need to delete from your phone. These ones are always really important. Sometimes it's just because they're eating up space. Sometimes they're actually dangerous. So make sure you check that one out. And then we've got some great ways to create and share playlists with your friends and family. This makes a really awesome holiday gift. That's something you taught me, Kim. I think this would be such a fun thing, especially with the chip shortage and how hard it is getting things shipped this year. That would make a really nice personal gift.
Well, thanks for that, Ellie. And thanks for like the whole overview about esports. And I guarantee you that now we're going to be getting calls and notes from kids saying, can you just talk to my mom, please, or my dad and tell them like, I need a new Razer gaming laptop if I'm going to be competitive. And I know it's only $4,000, but I'm going to make all this money return. No. All right, Al, thanks for joining us. Great job as always. And now I got to do a tip about what you buy on Amazon, because it is the holiday season. And this week it's brought to you by iDrive, protecting your most valuable data like family photos and videos. It's important. Just ask anyone who's lost everything from a hard drive failure or dreaded ransomware. With the holidays coming up, just think of all your family photos and videos that you're going to capture and you want to preserve. You don't want to lose them. That's why I look to iDrive Backup for providing safe and secure cloud backup. I love it because it's easy to use. It's affordable and includes generous backup space. So, hey, you just have plenty of room. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more, all into one account. With their industry-standard encryption, state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is safe. With iDrive, I can access all my files from any device, which means no matter where I go, I can find the information that I need in a snap. I can also automate backups, and you never have to worry about losing access to your important data. You don't have to worry about running out of space. Plans start at less than $7 a month. And when you use my name, Kim, at checkout, you get 90% off your first year. Just go to iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim. iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim. All right, let's talk about the best ways to hide what you buy on Amazon so you don't spoil the surprise. I mean, you know, Alexa can spoil Christmas if you're not careful, because one of the handy features that's built into the Echo gadgets, it announces when an order is delivered, and then it shows the picture right on the screen if you have the show, and you're like, I wish that didn't really happen. When you're shopping for Christmas, it backfires. So if you're trying to get your hands on the brand new Xbox, you just snagged one at the Amazon restock, but weeks to the day, you're sitting down, and then Alexa has it there. So there's a feature built into your Amazon Alexa app on your phone that you can disable her from saying all the new things that are coming at your doorstep or what you need to reorder. And don't forget about push notifications that also show when something has been shared, something has been shipped and something has been delivered, say on a shared device, on your shared iPad, for example. So it's really hard to keep things a secret. And keep in mind, too, that if you are sharing an Amazon account, you can go ahead and set up a household account. And if you order something and you don't want somebody to see it in your order history, whether it's for Christmas or something maybe personal, is that you can hide everything that you ordered on Amazon by archiving that order. We've got the tips on how to do that on the website. Hey, stay right where you are. We're going to go back to your phone calls, and we've got a great tip later on this hour that if you pick up your phone and you see a certain number, I want you to make sure that you don't answer it here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder that over on the website is that you have instant access to our podcast. So if you'd like to listen to them on the site, just go to komando.com/podcast. Juan in Waco, Texas. Hi there, Juan.
Hello, Kim. So good to be here talking to you.
Oh, well, thank you. How can I help you? What's on your mind right now?
Oh, so many stuff. By the way, enjoying so much of the information that we've received through the email, the newsletters. It's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You got it.
And okay, let me see if I can give you the short version.
Okay.
A month ago, yeah, it's complicated. A month ago, I found out that somebody hacked my account for Amazon.
Okay.
And my email. In my email, he blocked the emails from Amazon and eBay, so I couldn't see the notifications. And in my Amazon account, he made some orders. He ordered some stuff, and I found out that he was using a credit card that was registered in Amazon under my name, but I know it's not one of my cards because it was a Discovery card, and I don't have one of those.
Okay.
Well, I was able to cancel the orders. Amazon blocked the account for a week.
Okay, good.
And I'm good, thank God. I didn't lose any money, but I was super scared because I tend to change the passwords, every 3 months, more or less.
Right.
And I had the two-step verification, so I felt safe. But whenever that did happen, honestly, I feel really, really, really concerned about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what? And Juan, you're rightfully so. I mean, somebody gets into your Amazon account, they start using credit cards, and then you're wondering what the heck to do. But you're doing the right thing. I mean, you called Amazon, you called the credit card company. And what you want to do every once in a while is to actually change, like, your email password. Somehow they were able to get into your email password. So I want you to make sure that you have two-factor authentication set up with your email account. Hard-to-guess questions. Also, you might want to start looking at those security questions. There's a thing in the tech industry about your security questions is that you lie instead of telling the truth. Hey, Juan, thank you so much for your call. We'll be right back. Hey, thanks for joining and thanks for listening to the Kim Commando Show. We appreciate your support, truly. And if you're listening on the radio, make sure that you call your local station and thank them. And 24/7, you can find me over at the website, and the address is simply komando.com.